said probably it was happening in his hypnagogic state, because that state between waking and sleeping as he's drifting off to sleep is when they started broadcasting.
This is CNN Breaking News. This is CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking, 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 breaking news.
This is Jerry Only of the Misfits. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Hudson.
Lucy Lyon, the King of Beasts.
Music from elsewhere and beyond.
Huge elephant trumpet across the plains.
Imaginary soundtracks to unmade foreign films.
And there are rhino, those craggy creatures surviving from a bygone age.
Snack Point Charlie, hosted by Jeff Economy. Every first Wednesday from 10 p.m. to midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org.
2 weeks, 14 days, 326 hours. Every second that your family could be exposed to radiation after a nuclear attack. Radiation that kills.
To survive, a fallout shelter is a necessity. Equipment and supplies are essential.
Now, Survive All Shelters, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, offers a basic equipment kit with
a Conelrad high-powered radio, transistor-operated for long battery life.
A complete, fully stocked first aid kit.
A heavy-duty fire extinguisher, emergency water containers, a chemical toilet for protection against contamination and disease.
Extra-strength Saran and Rayon bunks.
A radiation meter and individual dosimeters.
For protection every second of each hour of every day. See a survive-all shelter now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Willa Kay of West Shokan, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening, it's Kevin Factor here, and this is Foraging Ahead. Today on Foraging Ahead, I talked to a bunch of kids. Talked to them about the pandemic. Talked to them about school. Talked to them about their lives. And they were all in groups. So this is kind of could be a podcast, as my new friend Shay said. So enjoy, listen to the wisdom of the children. Kids, they're just like people, only better. First up, I have Ava and Sammy.
How is the world different this year than it was last year?
There was COVID.
Uh-huh. And what does that mean to you?
It means wearing a mask.
Uh-huh. How about...
And it means washing your hands every 45 minutes at Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
Except the class is only 45 minutes.
I think it's hard for people where COVID's really bad where they live.
like, especially in California.
They can't go to schools. They can barely go out of their house.
And why? What do you think that is?
Because of COVID.
But what is COVID? Do you know?
It's a virus that is
going around.
It's a pandemic.
Mm. And what does a pandemic mean to you?
It means there's a, whether it's a virus or it's a disease, that it means there's something going around the world.
Mm.
And an epidemic means it's only like in a certain country or a certain state.
Your life has changed.
Yeah.
Right? Because of this pandemic, and you guys seem to have a pretty good understanding of what a pandemic is. How do you feel now about living with this thing?
I feel like I've kind of gotten used to it, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
I also feel like Mommy's buying a lot more stuff that she doesn't need to buy, like a scanner and a new camera, etc., etc.
Mm. Yeah, do you feel the same?
I think I'm getting used to it more.
Mm-hmm. What was the most difficult thing to get used to?
Probably getting a new cat. She was hiding for most of the time.
For like 3 days we couldn't find her until we finally found her in a little crevice in the hallway closet.
Has there anything good come out of this time?
Yes. Because there's a lot more pictures involved because she got a new camera. And the only way for her to make us do the pictures is to get us stuff.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Rico?
Well, we found a new book called Percy Jackson.
Are you reading it together as a family, or are you reading it on your own?
We read it together as a family. I think it's a good starter on Greek mythology.
What makes a book not good, or what makes a book good?
Either it's too boring, it has too many words, or it's too easy, and I read through it in not even 15 minutes.
So it sounds like you have a kind of a Goldilocks problem. Anything else that you, that besides finding a really good book, that has come out of this pandemic? Anything you've learned?
I've learned, probably, I've learned how to convince Mommy to get you a Lego set.
Yeah. Mm. Probably that when I say, like, I'm bored,
how to get Mom to buy you.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm like, I'm so bored, what do I do?
Mm.
I'm gonna think back to this time and I'm gonna be like, well, then I was a lot more bored than right now.
So you experience boredom? On
yes.
a scale that you had never experienced boredom before.
Probably not.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And what did you do with your boredom?
A lot of the time, I just take a bunch of stuff, put it into, like, a bowl. I love mixing stuff and making, like, science experiments.
Mm-hmm. Could you give me an example of that?
Once I tried to make slime without slime activator. Turned out to be a gooey mess. But it was fun.
You made goo instead of slime?
Yeah.
And once she tried to make slime again without activator with her friend, but they put borax in it.
If this pandemic were a song, what would the song be?
I did not know. I'm not good at writing songs.
No, just like the title of a song. You don't have to write a whole song.
Probably for me, COVID sucks.
That would be the name of the song?
No. This has a square root in it. Can I say it?
Can you just do...
Stanley.
Well...
What? There needs to be something more...
Something the strongest word that you could...
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you call the movie of the pandemic?
I want to do something spiritual, but I also want to do something with a square root.
That was Sammy and Ava. They're 7 years old, super smart. Next up, some more smart kids, Philip and Henry. They're brothers.
Hey, my name's Henry. I'm not 10. I'm in fifth grade.
Hello, my name is Philip. I am 7. I'm in second grade.
Great. So, tell me about the pandemic and coronavirus.
Coronavirus hasn't been very fun. I can't see any of my friends.
COVID for me, it's okay because I made a bubble family with one of our friends. My brother also made one with his friend who now lives in Minnesota. COVID's gone mainly good for me so far, except for the part that I just got my flu shot and that really hurt.
How about school?
Not going to school, at first I thought it would be really fun, then online school started and it really wasn't fun. Basically just all the bad parts of school in like a short time.
What's your general attitude towards school anyway?
Anyway, I used to think it wasn't very fun, but then I realized how boring everything was without it. Because I didn't get to see any of my friends, I couldn't really socialize as much, all of that. And like, combined with not seeing them out of school too, that was just too much.
Mm.
But like, what I mean by all the bad parts of school and none of the good parts are like, you skip like all the stuff on like how, like for instance, math, like, you skip right through all the fun parts of math, like, seeing everybody, the morning meeting and stuff, and then you just go straight to math facts.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for social studies, you just, like, start researching the people. The teacher doesn't really tell you much about, like, what happened, that kind of stuff. You don't really get to see your friends, no lunch.
Is it different now that you've gone back to school online? Is it better or worse or the same?
It's definitely not good, in my opinion. Just you don't really learn much. It's basically just mainly review, a small amount of learning, but it's kind of hard to like grasp it totally. And it's just like super boring for me, just to like sit at a computer all day,
mm-hmm.
just like typing in math problems.
Oh yeah.
And like researching. Like, a lot of stuff.
How many hours a day do you guys figure you spend on a computer for school?
For me, 3 hours.
3 hours on a computer? How about you?
Four
hours?
Yeah.
And do your parents count that as screen time?
Nope.
No.
Or else, like, weird, I have no screen time at all. Except for on the weekend.
Yeah. Has your screen time changed over during the course of the pandemic?
Like, yeah, kinda.
I have to play like different kinds of games with my friends online to like interact with them. I have started like going over to one or two of my friends' houses sometimes and like doing real life hangouts. Mm-hmm. My soccer league's back on, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's still not even close to as good as it used to be.
Screen time's changed for me because I've learned a lot from my friends, like naming a dog in Minecraft or a wolf, and I did that with 6 of them. The names are pretty funny.
Okay, what are some of the names?
One of them is Mike Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Hot Tub Dookie Jr., and Wizard Poop, and Wizard Poop Jr.
What did you discover, like, being out of school or during this pandemic, or how do you think what have you learned, or how have you changed?
I realized how important school is for socializing. I realized how bad life is without being able to see anyone. Like in person?
For me, 2020 is the worst year of my life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you've had 7 long years. So you had six, like, really good years.
Yeah.
And then this one.
Except for the year when I learned how to ride a bike, and then when I fell because the bike couldn't turn, I yelled at it saying this bike has no turning power and whacked it with a wiffle ball bat.
Yeah. So if this pandemic was a song, what would the name of that the song be?
Maybe I think I have an idea. The Social Silence.
The Social Silence. How about you, Philip?
Probably the same as my brother.
Probably the same as your brother, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good name. That's a good name for the song, Pandemic. How about a breakfast food?
What do you mean?
How about if the pandemic was a breakfast food?
The pandemic was a breakfast food.
Then it would taste really bad.
Burnt eggs. I don't like eggs anyways.
Next up, we've got Mosley. And Mosley was patient and kind and gracious and thoughtful as he sat down and essentially took a customer service product employee survey about his family. Super sweet. Love talking to him. Mosley.
So here, Mosley, I'm gonna run through a bunch of questions real quick, and what I'd like you don't have to answer them, but like, so I want you to answer like 1 through 5, okay?
Okay.
All right, and 1 is I strongly agree. Okay. 2 is I agree. 3 is I don't agree or disagree. I mean, I have no feeling. 4 is I disagree. 5 is I strongly disagree. You got that?
So 1 agree.
1 is strongly agree.
Strongly.
5 is strongly disagree.
Okay.
So, number 1. My job performance is fairly evaluated.
Job performance is fairly evaluated?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of don't know what that means.
Your job is being Mosley.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full-time job. You wake up in the morning, first thing, you're Mosley. You go to bed at night, last thing, you're Mosley. You're Mosley all night long, all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your job.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think other people think that you're doing a good job at being Mosley or a bad job at being Mosley? Are they doing a good job in assessing or grading or understanding how good you are at your job?
I'd probably strongly agree with that.
You strongly agree that you're doing a good job at being Mosley. I agree. Okay, so there's no right or wrong answers with this, right?
Yeah.
All right, number 2. I often worry that I do not have things in common with members of this family.
That's not a bad thing, though.
No, not at all. It's just a question.
Do I have things in common?
Yeah, do you think like you have a lot in common with this family, or not so much?
A lot.
Okay. My compensation is fair relative to similar roles in this family.
Yeah.
Okay. The information and resources that I need to perform my job as Mosley are readily available.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you think you need to have that you don't really have to do your job?
Not really.
Yeah, like a motorbike or a quad or something like that. Do you think you could do your job better with that stuff?
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. My opinions are listened to.
Yeah.
Strongly agree?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very nice. So, I have ample opportunities for advancement.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, it means as you move up in the sort of family, right? Do you feel like there's room for growth in this family?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that diversity is valued in this family?
Being different?
Oh. Kinda.
Yeah?
I'll agree.
Okay. You'll agree. Okay. Okay, laundry service is exceptional in this family.
Yes.
The laundry service, you always have clean clothes and stuff?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Yeah. And do you do your laundry?
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
You do? Wow. All right, nice. Not a lot of 7-year-olds I know do their own laundry. In fact, I know a 19-year-old who doesn't do his own laundry.
Your son.
Rewards provide adequate incentive for improved performance and productivity.
Kind of.
Okay. So you neither agree nor disagree. That's sort of in the middle.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Which of the following words would you use to describe this family? Reliable.
Yeah.
Okay. High quality.
Yeah, I super agree.
Okay. Useful.
Is it is my family useful? Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty useful.
Unique.
Yeah.
Okay. Good value for the money. We'll skip that one. Okay. How long have you been with this family?
7 years.
Okay. How likely is it that you would join this family again?
What do you mean?
How likely, if you had a choice of joining families, how likely is it that you would join this family again? So extremely likely, very likely, likely, very unlikely.
Extremely likely.
Extremely likely. So yeah. If you had a choice, you would join this family again. Okay. And how likely is it that you would recommend this family to a colleague or friend?
Yes, probably.
Probably, okay.
But my parents probably wouldn't say yes.
So that was Mosley. Super wonderful talking to him. Next, I have another pod of extremely young women. And everybody has their different tolerances for safety during these times and their comfort levels. And I respected these girls' wishes to be super, super cautious.
So, right now, we're going to have coronavirus, right? Is it?
My name's Shay, and I'm 7 years old.
My name's Simone, and I'm 4 years old.
My name is Dean, and I'm 7 years old.
My name is Sydney, and I'm 6 years old.
My name is Camille, and I'm 7 years old.
All right. Okay, guys. So, I'm just interested in how you guys understand what's happening in the world today.
Well,
what's going on? You want to start?
We'll get
to everybody. Yeah.
It's sort of like a virus that's
okay.
going around.
Sure.
And we have to stay at home for it.
Why?
Because if you don't stay at home, then that won't be safe.
Okay.
Coronavirus could really hurt old people. It could kill older people than us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wear masks, but not in this place. Not here.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Because we all know each other and we don't have COVID.
Oh, okay.
So, and you guys have, what do you call this? Like, this group that you can...
A pod.
Does your pod have a name? Did you guys name your pod?
I thought it should be the Chalkins.
The Chalkins? Yeah.
That's a takeoff chicken. Maybe we should call them the radios.
The radios. All right, well, maybe.
The Radio Chalkins.
Mm-hmm.
The Radio Chalkins.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell me what was life, how has your life changed since the pandemic?
It
feels like kinda like when you're it feels like kinda boring, a little boring, because you don't get to see all of your family members that you can do a lot of fun things around. Like I used to be able to go to like a lot of places. Like once we went to like some places, and it wasn't that fun because, well, everything's booked. And it's hard to go places because some places have like laws you can't come here. Some America can't. It used to be Maine can come to America, but America can't come. Like where we live can't come to Maine because we have more cases than them, but then they change the law again. But it's kind of annoying how they make those new laws.
Hmm. How has your life changed? Do you remember? Is it hard to remember a time before?
I remember.
Yeah, what do you remember?
At Thanksgiving, I used to lock my uncle in the closet with my cousins.
That sounds like fun.
If I can, I'm just going to lock Daddy in the closet.
Daddy is a lock.
Have you gone back to school? You guys in second grade?
Yeah. We never went back to school, so I have no idea what my classroom looks like.
You have no idea what your classroom looks like?
We have to sit in a chair for an hour looking at a computer.
Boring.
You have to sit in a chair for an hour looking at a computer.
Trying to look excited, but when you're actually really bored and tired.
You just look like, you're just like, your head's down, you're just staring at the teacher like a weird person. The radio cannot see you.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I'm getting an extremely bored, glazed look. So school, how's school for you this year now?
Fine. Not that fun. Terrible.
What would you do differently if you were in charge?
I would either go to after school.
Okay.
Or not do school at all.
Yeah.
You think not do school at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Cause I like the bus. I love the bus. You just feel like vroom vroom vroom.
What do you love about the bus?
I like that if I get a play day, I don't have my mom just drive me there, and I like leaving my bag sometimes. And I have to at my friend's house.
You like leaving your bags accidentally at your friend's house?
Yes.
You know.
Yesterday, I had to take off my shoes.
Uh-huh.
That's how not comfortable it is.
That's how uncomfortable what is?
Like sitting in a desk, just sitting with on your teacher on a computer, not in person. In person, it's fun.
It's more fun.
But on the computer, boring.
So do you feel like you're learning anything? I mean, or what have you learned? What have you learned during this pandemic?
I'm way too bored to learn anything.
You're way too bored. Have you learned how to deal with boredom?
Nope.
No.
No? How about screen time? Has screen time changed?
Yes, Mommy only lets me watch a movie on Fridays.
Is that right?
And actually, it changed like a bunch of times. First, we got to watch a movie every day, then we watched episodes every day except for a movie on Friday, and now we can only watch a movie on Friday. We watched a movie 2 days ago, I think, or yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I had a friend here.
Because you had a friend here.
Mm. With a bottle of wine.
So what do you do? What do you do with your time? What do you do with your time? That you don't have. You don't have to be in school.
Read books, sit around, say I'm bored.
Is that right?
Playing, going outside a lot.
Is that right? That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
So how would you describe it to your kids?
Mm. He's just leaving. I would describe it
If they say, Mommy, tell me about the pandemic. And you'd say, When I was your age...
It was boring.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't like it. And we had to stay at home, wear a mask, sometimes wear gloves.
Mm-hmm. Were you scared?
No.
You weren't scared?
No.
Why were you so brave, Mommy?
Because, like, it wasn't really near me. My village, and I knew that it was safe.
Mm, you felt safe the whole time. That's great. If it was, if the pandemic was a song, what would the title of that song be?
Boredom.
Boredom? Yeah.
What do you Camille, think? Do you think it would be Boredom?
What would be, that would be the title of the song? The song would be called Boredom. You don't think you've
Boredom learned? By coronavirus.
Boredom by coronavirus. You don't think you've learned how to deal with boredom?
No.
I think you would tell your kids if they ask you about the pandemic.
Didn't you already ask that?
I asked it, but she didn't answer.
I would be like, children, you might never hear that horrible story. It's a curse.
Yeah. Yeah, I would probably also say that.
I'm going to say,
I just wouldn't like my children to know of it because then they might get scared.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't want them to spread it around, like spread the word. I don't want it spread like, it down.
Like when they're at school, if they whisper in someone's ears, my mom, when she was little, she was in a pandemic.
Right, but then don't you think...
I don't even know what that means.
But, don't you think that the little girl or the little boy that your kid whispered to had parents that were also in the pandemic?
Yeah, probably. Or what if my kid whispered to Jean's kid and then that kid whispered to Camille's kid?
Mm-hmm.
That would seriously...
And that kid whispered to Madison's kid.
And then that kid whispered to Sydney's kid. And then that kid whispered
to Simone's kid. And then that kid whispered to Edda's kid.
And then that kid whispered to Grace's kid.
And that kid...
That's everybody's little sister.
Yeah. And that's how pandemics work.
Last up, a pod of young people who have essentially founded their own country. If left to their own devices, many children do quite well. Next, Ben, Willa, Tess, and Nora. They're all in middle school, and they're 12 years old, and they have a lot of very insightful thoughts on life today.
So, what have you learned during this thing, during this time?
Well, it's like, for one, I've learned how much, like, on a normal basis, I wouldn't constantly, like, I guess, like, be wary of things happening. And so, but now I've noticed a lot more things and I've been careful about a lot more things.
Like, could you give an example? Like, what have you noticed?
Like, I guess I'm more prone to noticing, like, things out of the corner of my eye. Like, is someone coming too close to me? Is someone not wearing a mask? And so I've learned to... what's the word? Like, I've learned...
To be more aware of your surroundings, kind of?
Yeah,
Situational awareness. There's actually a phrase for that.
Yeah, that. Situational awareness. Like, I feel like, I, like, notice more things now, and I'm more aware.
Hmm. Do you think this will carry on? Do you think this is a valuable skill?
Yeah.
Or do you think that this skill... will no longer serve a purpose once this pandemic is over?
I think it'll serve a purpose for a different reason. Like, after, this is over, I won't be needing it for that use anymore, but, like, for just, like, random activities, like doing an escape room. I'll like notice more things, or just like in life, like in school, if I'm doing a test and the teacher says like, oh, around the room there are hints that might be helpful, like I'll notice more things, you know.
How about any of you guys, have you learned anything about yourself, or about maybe your situational awareness has improved as well, or about other people, or?
Well, I think that since I've had so much time on my own, just kind of in a room with myself and no one else except for my cat, I've kind of, like, grown to think more about the impact I have on other people or just society in general. And I kind of do like this time because it just gives me time to think. I often don't have very much time to think. I have music lessons, I have soccer practice, I have school, and that is kind of all put on pause right now. And I do kind of enjoy the time to myself.
I would say with spending a lot more time sort of, again, as Nora said, with my thoughts and alone more, even if there is someone in the room, just sort of being in my own thoughts, I've come to realize some things that I find more important in my life and some things that I'd rather not focus on. So I have the less but more important dreams or things that I want to do in the future. And I don't think I would have had enough time to sort of focus on myself as much if the pandemic didn't occur.
Time to daydream.
Yeah.
What are some of those?
Well, I've sort of thought about the fact like traveling, and I've sort of thought more deeply into where I'd like to travel and how I'd like to travel. Also, I've never really known kind of what I want to be when I grow up, and I still don't really know, but I have kind of more options to think about. One of them currently is possibly thinking about becoming a writer of some sort.
I've like during the whole pandemic, I've mastered a lot of new skills. Like, for example, just 2 days ago, I learned how to solve 3 different Rubik's Cubes by memory, which I never would have been able to do, like, while school is going on, because I just wouldn't have time. And I, like, before this, during this, I have gone on so many more outdoor trips, and these people have too with me, and just like I've done so much more, and I really like have found that I really like to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Can I add something?
Yeah, of course you can.
Not adding to Ben's, but to mine, I've learned to be more grateful for small things. Like, I've learned to be grateful that I have these good friends, and grateful that I live in a place where it's safe to be potted up with other people. And I'm grateful that, like, this is, like, I'm grateful that quarantine has turned into not an awful thing.
What sort of strengths and weaknesses have you discovered about yourself and each other in this sort of pandemic family that you've created?
Well, I think that one thing that's become quite obvious is we are very prone to an argument. Like, we really want to contradict each other.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you agree?
I wholeheartedly agree.
Do you agree?
No, yeah, I do.
Tess and I lived together for 5 months. Of the quarantine.
Let's just say there were arguments about who turned off the light by the end of it.
And you just went back too.
Yeah, I just kind of went back to my own home.
So you and Meg left.
You got a room makeover.
Yeah,
she has a good room.
Room makeover.
Woo.
But I do think that we have grown stronger as a group, just because, you know, maybe not quite at sibling level, but you know, I see them at least 3 times a week, like in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's almost like by knowing each other's weaknesses, we've learned to, you know, acknowledge that,
you know, think about that sometimes, but then
work together
to either fix it or not necessarily fix it, but just
work around it.
Do you guys have a name?
Oh, yes.
I was genuinely just about to talk about that.
The Tankaloos.
The Tankaloos. You can't see this, but we're putting our hands above our heads and wiggling them around.
So,
TANKA-A-W-O.
So, how...
Or no dashes.
This probably... Yes, dashes.
Ben, do you want to start that story?
Yeah.
Let's have Ben tell the story, because...
So, I went to a gas station, and I got candy, and then I said Tankaloo instead of thank you for some reason. I don't know why, but, and then I started using that with Willa and saying thank you to Willa that way, and then during band one day, when I play the saxophone and Tess plays the drums.
But I sit right next to you. How come I don't know about this?
Because you were paying attention.
Oh, yeah, God. I wasn't. I was just a percussionist,
the trumpets were working, and, like, it was very boring, because trumpets take a very long time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I just did this to Tess randomly. Yeah.
It was the strangest thing. I thought he was pretending to be, like, a wolf or something.
What?
But, see, I just remember one day, like, the first time he ever did it was after band, and he stood up, he turned around, and he just did this motion to me, and I was like,
Okay then,
and then I did it back, and then he started doing it, like, throughout band, and I'd just be like...
So, yeah, it's kind of like a triangle, so it's like,
You guys have a name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a logo, actually.
You have a logo.
Yeah, it's on Ben's pop socket.
Yeah.
And you have a greeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have a song.
Kind of.
We've
got, like, different songs, but song that Ben is talking about...
Was a rap battle.
Us three made a rap battle against another Tankaloo member named Izzy.
Yeah, Isabel Luzzi, who actually
Isabella Lucci.
No, stop.
She lives down the road, and Ben and her were doing a rap battle, and me and Willa helped him out one day, and it was like... I just remember the one line where Ben is like, I created Tankaloo and you did not.
Yeah.
Do you remember the song?
I do.
You wanna
Ben, isn't it on your watch?
Oh yeah,
it's on his watch.
It's on his watch. There's like a series of three videos and
you guys made videos?
Yeah.
I was not a part of this.
You know, video.
We were only in one of the videos.
Well, you guys took a deep dive on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
How is it that you have taken the time of isolation individually and used it to think, contemplate, and reflect and not just devour video games and media?
I don't really like video games.
Yeah, I don't have like any kind of video
or
thing other than like a phone.
Screen time, as it's called today.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I do an unnatural amount of screen time. Like, I wouldn't say that I am where exactly I would want to be with screen time. Like, my ideal would be probably less than 30 minutes a day, unless it's for school.
Which is most of the day.
Okay, anyway.
6 hours.
You guys are on Zoom for 6 hours
a day? Pretty much.
Yeah, yes. Zoom and Teams, which I despise Teams.
8 30-minute meetings. Yeah. On Zoom.
Yeah.
30-minute meetings, 10-minute breaks. That's all you get.
I think like,
and then lunch period.
It's like before online school, it's like, oh, how much screen time? An hour, that's a little much. Now it's like, how much screen time? Like
12 hours.
Six and a half hours. It's like, yeah, beat my goal.
More like 8 hours because of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because all the work is online.
Mm-hmm. I just print out my work and then take photos of it.
Yeah.
Because my eyes won't. Oh, but, the art. Yeah.
Wait. You have a computer, with the work's on the computer, and then you print out the work, and then you take a picture of the work.
Upload it to the computer.
And upload it to the computer?
Well,
and then turn it in.
Well,
I love that. That's fantastic.
That, it sounds like there's work, for example, we might have a math worksheet,
mm-hmm.
And it's no fun to, like, have to get the thingy, the type bar, and then...
Yes, we understand exactly what you're saying, Ben.
Yes, the thingy. Everybody knows the thingy. Horrible thingy. Anyway.
Oh, so you like to write by hand.
Yes.
That explains.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I take a photo, I print it out, and then I upload the photo. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's like your
and
joke.
Around and around you go. Yeah.
I mean...
So, you guys spend... So what do you think now about screen time or being on the computer now that it is, like, mandatory, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely get tired of it. Like, I finish a school day and I, like, have a little bit of a headache and I just need to kind of go away.
My eyes physically hurt every day, every minute of every day because I'm on the screen
The art teacher keeps promoting one of... Oh my god, it's so funny. Like, every third class, my art teacher keeps, like, promoting these things that she calls, like, I don't remember, like, blue light glasses, I think that she calls them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is that an actual thing?
I think so.
I don't know, but blue light is the bad light that comes from the
lights.
Yeah,
so it's like...
Oh, okay. And it's so funny, because she's like, okay, kids, if you don't want your eyes to hurt, go to the website I'm putting in the link of the Zoom chat and ask your parents to buy you blue light glasses. It's, like, so funny. Like,
that is a little bit weird. Ben, like, did they pay her?
She's a YouTuber.
No. That's the study hall teacher.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Wait,
time out. You have study hall?
They have to find something to do in that week when there is nothing to do. So they had a emotional surveys study hall, and, like, on the very last day we played Jeopardy. The hardest question is exercising good for you for the most amount of points? And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then the easiest one was, like, spell the word good. I'm like, oh my, I can't do this.
Yeah, and didn't you say that because it was, like, Jeopardy themed, so then you answered in a question, and then they were like, no, Ben, proper grammar.
Yeah, it was so, like, I was like, what is G-O-O-D? And they're like, what the heck? Proper grammar, Ben. And then I didn't get the points. It's like, how did I mess up on the easiest one?
Do you miss actually being in school? I mean, you guys were in middle school.
No, definitely. I do not miss being in school.
Are you kidding me?
I don't like middle school.
What? Yeah. Tess?
You didn't have a good sixth
You had
grade.
A good locker. You had a better locker than I
had. I had a better locker, and that was the only good part. I also had good teachers, but...
I like my teachers a lot.
I don't know. I just... It's annoying to me...
You had Kaiser Captain Cummins. I
have to, like... These kids that I've gone to school with since kindergarten, I have to see them in middle school. It's like...
Hey!
Well, I didn't
including
know...
Including us?
No, because you guys, I took, like, a huge break with, so it's kind of normal to be with you guys, because I knew you when I was a baby, but not necessarily when I was, like, a toddler.
In between.
Like, five.
So it's weird, and I just, like, don't feel like interacting with these people that I interacted with 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or, no, like, I'm 12, so that would be when I was one, so more, like, 7 years ago.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I miss, like, just the school in general. I really miss, for some reason, like, having a locker and just grabbing school supplies and bringing them to my classroom. I miss, like, the bells. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I was, like, really excited to like, you know, be in classes with some people in one class and then some other people in another class. That was, like, the highlight for me for some reason. So I definitely kind of miss that.
Yeah. I remember it was, like, 2 weeks more. 2 weeks more of quarantine, then school starts up, then just two more weeks, and then summer.
And currently, it's 2 weeks until we go back into school with our masks.
They said it was going to be 2 days, and then it turned into 2 weeks, and then it turned into 2 months, and now it's 6 months.
Yeah. Why do you think that happened?
Well,
I think they went in, like,
can we
talk politics? Oh, boy.
Well, just, what, other than politics, why do you think something like that happened?
I have an opinion on this, and I think they did this. I feel like some people obviously knew that this was going to last longer than 2 weeks, but the officials, they kind of wanted to give people hope that maybe in 2 weeks, possibly, we might be able to go back.
Also, kind of like more
maybe
of,
in another 2 weeks. Or,
more of, more of a soft landing, because it's more gradual. It is kind of getting people's hopes up, which is...
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it... is, that way, it might be better than just saying, hey, we're going to be locked up for, like, the next year.
Yeah, but that, I would prefer...
Buy your groceries.
To that, I would prefer to have that said to me than it being 2 weeks, because then it doesn't get my hopes up. But then if it ends earlier, I'm like, yay! And if it... But if I was told that it would be in 2 weeks and it ends later than that, I'm like, seriously, this is not fun.
Yeah. At this point, I'm just like, can we just do it for the rest of the year, next year? Maybe it's different.
Yeah.
So do you think, so now that you guys have been spending a lot of time, you guys haven't been with other kids your age that you know, other friends, you're not meeting new people, really. How do you think it's going to be when you go back to school full time?
Just like those little interactions in the hallway, just like saying hello to somebody that you don't even know that name is so big. Because just like log onto a Zoom, hello, log off. You don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I think it will definitely be a little bit weird because like I literally haven't seen my neighbor since school stopped, and she lives right across the street from
Jade.
Me. Yeah, Jade. And I think it's going to be a little bit weird because I saw her every single day because we rode to school together. And we obviously won't be doing that now, but it's a strange break, and it will be a little bit challenging to get back into the rhythm of, you know, seeing a lot of people on a daily basis.
I think it's going to be terrible. I'm sorry, I'm usually an optimist, but not about this. I just think I'm going to be so stressed because, you know, I necessarily, like, right now, obviously it's not safe to go around and just, like, take your mask off in front of someone randomly. So, the fact that I'm going to be around a bunch of kids in school, even if it's only partial days of the week, and even if it's technically safe because we're wearing masks and we're, for the most part, distanced and there's less kids in a class, but I just will feel so stressed and then so relieved to get home. But ultimately... I put in my opinion, but my opinion wasn't the majority, so I don't know.
It still doesn't make it invalid. Our new normal is so bizarre, but it's our normal now. I mean, going back to the old normal is going to feel really strange.
Yeah, I think it definitely will feel strange at the beginning. But one thing, if that does end up happening, I am quite glad that I am, like, that I was in this situation for a tiny bit, because when I come out, I'll be just, like, so much more grateful for everything that's happening around me. The fact that I don't have to, you know, be very careful when I'm near people who I don't really know. Mm-hmm.
Like, you guys agree? Yeah. You think, you mentioned gratitude earlier.
Yeah. I think I'll, because we can't really say exactly when it's going to be over. Like, they can say... oh, we don't need to wear masks anymore, but there could still be, like, one case. So I think even, like, a month after it's totally gone, I think I'll still, like, hold on to my mask.
Keep it in your pocket.
And the, like, little bottle of sanitizer. but I'll also, like, try to make it feel as normal as possible.
I remember, like, right... Like, yeah, I agree with Nora that it'll be weird in the beginning, but we'll grow accustomed to it like we did with the pandemic.
Imagine you're old, right? And you've got, there's like 12-year-olds. Like, finish the sentence. When I was your age...
Well, I remember when I was always like, oh, I don't want to get near that person because, well, I don't know, because they have some sort of disease. But, I mean, nowadays, we have these head protection bubbles, so we don't need that.
I had these really great friends who helped me through everything, so you should get some of those.
Get or some of them apples.
Something like that. Like,
I would teach them
how to
about
say goodbye.
What happened. Like, not necessarily the bad things. Like, I would say, like, well, I feel like there would be some context. I would be like, oh, like, if they came home from school and they were like, I just got bullied, I would talk to them, and then I'd be like, well,
oh yeah, that
you
happened
should be
in my
grateful for the other things in your life that are so good, because when I was your age, there was this worldwide global pandemic,
that killed a bunch of people, and you, like, couldn't see anybody besides your family, and only the family who lived in your house, and, like...
No mask, just cover up your eyes.
But, like, I would also tell them there is a good side to everything. Like, being bullied, you get, like, tougher and stronger. Like, if Ben called me an idiot right now, I would...
Smarty.
I would, like, get, like, mentally stronger in the way that I could then be like, that's mean, like, don't call me that, you know, but, like, in a nice way. So I would say that there's a good side to everything.
I'm kidding.
I think, I actually kind of just read a book, and I'm thinking about it now, and, it was called The Miraculous Journey of Coyote Sunrise.
That's a good book.
And one of the last lines is, like, there's so much happiness in the world, there's so much sadness in the world, there's so much in the world. And I really agree with that. There is so much in the world. It's kind of, like, it's become more apparent to me that there's so much in the world, and we have such a small world.